This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Thursday announced there will be limited pauses in Gaza's fighting to allow for polio vaccinations for hundreds of thousands of children. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
That's after a baby contracted the first confirmed case in 25 years in the Palestinian territory. Rick Piepercorn is the WHO representative in that area.
Without humanitarian pauses, as we call it, the CUN, a campaign delivery, which is already implemented in incredible constrained, complex environments, will not be possible.
The so-called humanitarian pauses will last for at least 3 days in different areas.
We have to stop this transmission in Gaza.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The Israeli military said on Thursday it had killed five more militants, including a local commander in the occupied West Bank. The army has pressed ahead with what appears to be the deadliest military operation in the occupied territory since the start of the war in Gaza. Israel says the raids are aimed at preventing attacks. The raids have killed a total of 16 people, nearly all militants, since late Tuesday. Floodwaters have swept through many communities and villages in northern Sudan over the past 2 days, resulting in the deaths of dozens and collapsing hundreds of homes. According to a Sudanese civil defense spokesperson, 31 people have died so far in the north of the country due to the floods. Heavy rain and flooding across Sudan this month has impacted more than 370,000 people, officials said. 118,000 of those people have been displaced, exacerbating one of the world's biggest displacement crises due to the ongoing war in the country. This is VOA News. The chief negotiator at U.S.-mediated peace talks on Sudan says breakthroughs for greater humanitarian access that were achieved in the first round of negotiations last week are holding and are expanding. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United States Special Envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, credits the breakthroughs on the Sudan talks to the commitment of delegates from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates, among other participants, to alleviate the suffering of tens of millions of Sudanese. He says opening the Adre border became possible when negotiators got guarantees of access from the Sudan Armed Forces and the rival paramilitary Rapid Support Forces to allow aid to flow from Chad to Darfur. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ukraine's military said on Thursday one of the handful of F-16 warplanes Ukraine has received from its Western partners to help fight Russia's invasion has crashed. The military said in a statement posted on Facebook the fighter jet went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage at Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said some of those Russian missiles and drones were shot down by F-16s before they reached their targets. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. Motorcycle taxi drivers in Indonesia staged a strike on Thursday to protest low pay and called on the government to provide more protection against what they say are unfair practices by ride-sharing companies. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Motorcycle taxis are ubiquitous across Indonesia, including in Jakarta, known for some of the world's worst traffic congestion. Drivers gathered outside a government building and the Jakarta offices of Indonesia's largest technology company, GoTo, and Southeast Asia's biggest ride-hailing and food delivery firm, Grab. Right now, the companies recognize the drivers as partners, so they don't have a legal obligation to set a minimum wage, according to a labor law lecturer at University of Gajah Mada.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. A Hong Kong court on Thursday convicted two former editors of a shuttered news outlet in a sedition case widely seen as a barometer for the future of media freedoms in a city once hailed as a bastion of free press in Asia. Stan News' former editor-in-chief and former acting editor-in-chief were arrested in 2021 and had pleaded not guilty to conspiracy to publish and reproduce seditious publications. I'm Joe Ramsey.